Steve Scalise, Biden spends more time helping Iran than stopping Hamas rockets. By Joel B. Polak on May 14, 2021. Israel's under attack, Scalise said, noting this week's war. Where's President Biden's leadership? He's more time negotiating to help Iran get towards a nuclear weapon than to confront the problems of Hamas and Palestinians attacking Israel. Scalise was speaking after the House Republican caucus had elected Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, to the position of conference chair, replacing Representative Liz Cheney, RY, as the number three ranking member in the caucus after she was ousted this week. On the Senate side, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, and almost all of his Republican colleagues sent a letter to President Biden this week, urging him not to continue negotiating with Iran toward a resumption of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, noting that any sanctions relief would allow Iran to gain access to funds that it could use to arm Hamas terrorists again to attack Israel. Iran is the main sponsor of Hamas's terrorist activities, giving it weapons, money, and technological advice on rocket science. However, Secretary of State Tony Blinken rejected calls to end negotiations with Iran, saying that Hamas's attack on Israeli cities only underscores the importance that we do everything we can to ensure that Iran never acquires a nuclear weapon. He argued that a nuclear-armed Iran would act with even greater boldness and impunity in supporting regional terrorism. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.